Hare Krishna. We are very fortunate to have His Holiness Bhakti Raghava Maharaj with us here today. I'll give a quick introduction about Maharaj. His Holiness Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj was born in a French, Canadian, Roman Catholic family. After graduating from the University of Ottawa, he worked as a social worker for a while, and he had the spirit of reaching out to people. And when he joined ISKCON, he adopted the same for reaching out spirituality. He is well known for his great determination and conviction in his guru Srila Prabhupada. So he came in 1974, and last 45 years or so he has been practicing, and his main mission is the Prabhupada's fourth phase of preaching. Do you all know what is the fourth phase of ISKCON's preaching? The first phase is reaching out the holy name. Second phase is the temple construction and deity worship. Third one is congregation development. And the fourth phase is Varnashrama development. So Maharaj has been envisioning and instituting many projects, farm projects all over the world. And his first book on Make Vrindavan Villages became a very, very popular book, where he gives the Prabhupada's vision for Varnashrama Dharma and Sanatana Dharma very elaborately, very nicely. Recently, he published a book which has won the accolades of many top leaders in the world, which is Modernity is Killing Civilization. So that book was made based on Maharaja's three chapters of his doctorate thesis, which he is currently preparing. So based on that, he published the book. In this way, people in the literary circles have applauded seeing Maharaja's efforts in making them understand about the glory of the Vedic villages. Also, Maharaja has taken a new project called Dharma Yatra, he calls it, where he is traveling to 108 villages in different places. And as a part of that journey, he is going to be 4 villages around Pune. So he is staying and offering his very valuable wisdom to our devotees in making our farm projects more and more wonderful. He personally has instituted many farm projects like Hebri and other projects. There is one special campaign called Om Shri Surabhi campaign to spread the awareness about the glory of Mother Cow and how we are dependent on her for our spiritual, material and economic survival. This is a very famous project which is now coming up all over the world. So Maharaj is not only an educationalist, he is a spiritualist, social activist, he is a prolific author of several books and articles. Currently he is doing his doctoral research in Osmania University. And Maharaj is, many of you may be aware that when he was in Mayapur, there was an attack by dacoits, and there were several accidents of gunshot and everything. In that, Maharaj's leg was hurt. But despite his physical handicap, Maharaj's conviction has grown million times more. And he is reaching out Krishna consciousness to nook and corner of the world. He has come to Pune once before for giving a 4-day seminar on Varnashrama Dharma. So it was very valuable seminar for many of us. Now we have Maharaj here again. Let's welcome him to Shri Shri Radha Vandavan Chandra Temple. Hari Bol! Well, Bhakti Raghava Goswami Maharaj ki.
We would like to begin by chanting together a bhajan, especially in honor of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, whose appearance we are celebrating today. Today is indeed very, very auspicious, not only because of being Nityananda Trayodasi Mahotsav, but also the sixth anniversary of the installation of their lordships, Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Actually, when I came just a few days ago, you know, we have so many temples it's hard to keep up with all the deities that are present, installed. I had not come to Pune for like, I don't know, close to 30 years. Immediately when hearing the name of the deities, of course, in America, as you may know, in New Vrindavan, the original, we could say, deities installed are also called Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra. So there's a connection, and that connection was further, I could say, solidified when that very same day when I had darshan of the Lord, I met the president of the New Vrindavan Temple, who's right here, who's overseeing the affairs of the New Vrindavan Temple in West Virginia. We all know this very beautiful bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur, and we can sing this today, remembering especially Lord Nityananda, and of course we will try to speak a little bit to the best of our ability on the glories of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So the bhajan is well known. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. So if somebody can accompany with the Vanga. Yeah, you can take those. If Mardanga can be fairly close, yeah, okay, good. Close, the closer the better. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya karo more. Toma bina ke dayalu jagat samsare. Toma bina ke dayalu jagat samsare. Patita pavana hetu Tava avatara Patita pavana hetu Tava avatara Mosama patita Prabhu na pae be ara. Mosama patita
samapatita prabhu na pai be ara. Ha ha prabhu nityananda premananda suki ha ha prabhu nityananda premananda suki. Kripa bolo kana koro ami boro duki. Kripa bolo kana koro ami boro duki. Daya koro sita pati Advaita Gosai. Daya koro sita pati Advaita Gosai. Tava kripa bole pai Chaitanya Nitai. Tava kripa bole pai Chaitanya Nitai. Haha swarup sanatana rupara gunata. Haha swarup sanatana rupara gunata. Bhata juga sri jivaha prabhu lokanata. Bhata jugam sri jivaha prabhu lokanata. Daya koro sri acharya prabhu srinivasa. Daya koro sri acharya Prabhu Srinivasa. Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa. Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nithai Gaur Haribol, 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 Nithai Gaur Haribol. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Gaura Nithaya, Gaura Nithaya, Gaura Nithaya, Jaya Gaura Nithaya. Jaya Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Jaya Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Gaurupimanandi Daya Vishnupada Paramahamsa Pri Vrajagacharya Stotra Satta Sri Simad His Divine Grace Shirabhai Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Iskandibiti Founder Charya's Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Primsigahosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhanaki Sri Vrindavan Mathura Dhamaki Sri Dwarka Dhamaki Sri Jagannath Puri Dhamaki Sri Navadip Mayapur Dhamaki Sri Mayapur Chandradev Mandirki Gangamayi Jumanamayi Ki Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Harinama Sankirtanaki, Samavata Bhakta Vrindaki, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki, Jai Sri Gonitai Ki, Jai Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki, Jai Sri Krishna Balarama Ki, Jai Sri Giri Govardhana Ki, Jai Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Ki, Jai Nityananda Trayodasi Mahamahotsava Ki, Jai Sri Prabhupada Ki, Gaura Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and to Sri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurinmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhuktale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sya Sri Rupam Sadrujatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabhadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanditam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama
Hare. I'd like to request everyone to kindly fold your hands and repeat the following two very short mantras. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Second mantra you have to hear closely, attentively. Om Sri Sarabhyay Namaha.
Om Sri Sarabhyay Namaha.
Om Sri Sarabhyay Namaha. Mukam Karoti Vasalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Atmaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Yat Kripa Atmaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinataranam. Hare Krishna. So it is an honor and a pleasure for me to be here on this very special day. Within our ISKCON society, actually, as we visit, especially those who are fortunate to travel to different temples, we can begin to see more and more how the movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is becoming more and more manifest. And of course, personality like Nityananda Prabhu is very central, is very a very major meant to be a major inspirational force for all of us, in that Nityananda Prabhu when we look at the development of the Sankirtan movement in the in Bengal in particular, Lord Chaitanya had especially chosen Lord Nityananda to remain in Bengal for preaching the Sankirtan movement. As a matter of fact, Lord Chaitanya had forbidden Nityananda to go to Jagannath Puri, because every year, as we know, the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they would travel from Navadvip all the way to Jagannath Puri. In those days, walking, of course, would take at least 1 month. But understanding the importance of preaching in Bengal, there's a saying that what Bengal does today, the rest of India will do tomorrow, and what India does tomorrow, the rest of the world will follow. Something like that, Prabhupada was mentioning some years back. Nityananda Prabhu is a very, he's part of our Panchatattva. Every day we have, now I'm fortunate I have darshan, because Panchatattva is also right in the back here on this beautiful panel. is the main branch, the first branch and the main branch of Lord Chaitanya. He appeared, as we know, in a small village that one can still visit today. Many years ago, when I was in Mayapur, we used to go to Ekachakra, actually, which is in the district of Birbhum. At that time, it was just simple, ordinary village. And those were the early days of our Namhatta preaching, which actually started, this year is not only this year, but for the next, up until 2027. We are presently, it's very important for us to understand, we are presently in a 12-year era of golden jubilees. It's not only that ISKCON celebrated its golden jubilee 2 years ago in 2016. What started actually even before 2016 with Srila Prabhupada's leaving India and going to the Western country is actually a series of golden jubilees. And this year, our temple president from New Vrindavan can kindly confirm that if he's here. Anyways, I was invited to go to New Vrindavan later on this year to celebrate their golden jubilee. Then, last year, it was last year, is it? Okay, 1968. These 12-year, Srila Prabhupada preached in the Western countries for 12 years, 1965 to 1977. And therefore, the year 2015 to year 2027 are golden opportunities for us to actually celebrate various golden anniversaries, which actually will highlight more and more the unfolding glorious movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the heart of which, of course, Lord Chaitanya is the foundation. He is the Yuga Dharma avatar who has introduced the Harinam Sankirtan. However, we understand from our acharyas that we cannot so easily understand the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without going through Nityananda Prabhu. In the same manner that we cannot understand so easily the pastimes of Krishna without also going through Balaram. Our Shastras nicely explain how these two personalities, Krishna and Balaram, who enacted their pastimes 5,000 years ago in Vrindavan, have again appeared in this age of Kali, something very, very, very rare, to perform what is known today as the Gaura Lila, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even before he appeared, various personalities also appeared. One of the foremost important of such personalities was Nityananda. It is nicely explained how Nityananda, similar to other such great personalities, from a very early age, he demonstrated the qualities and characteristics actually of Lord Balaram. While living in Ekachakra, in this small village of Ekachakra, When I had gone there, actually, I remember one local Vaishnava mentioning that you're coming from Mayapur, and Mayapur, you have all that was still in the early beginning, but we had our temple and so many Vaishnavas from different countries were coming to Sridhar Mayapur. And his humble prayer, I remember clearly, he was telling, you're doing such wonderful things in Sridhar Mayapur, kindly do something in Ekachakra. And of course, after some time, I have not had the opportunity to visit the new temple in Ekachakra. However, if that Vaishnava is still there, he must be satisfied or happy that something substantial has been done in Ekachakra as well. In a similar way that Balaram appears before Krishna, Nityananda also appears before Nityananda appears before Lord Chaitanya. However, Nityananda remains separated from Lord Chaitanya for many years. There's a wonderful pastime. There are so many wonderful pastimes. The pastime of Nityananda Prabhu, who after leaving Ekachakra at the age of 12, traveled in a similar manner as Vidura traveled for a long time. Vidura traveled 30 years visiting so many different holy dhams. Likewise, Nityananda Prabhu traveled for some 18 years. And just at the beginning of Lord Chaitanya's inauguration of the Sankirtan, means at the very beginning of when Lord Chaitanya decided to take out in the streets of Navadvip this congregational chanting of the holy name, Nityananda Prabhu, who is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could understand that something very major is about to take place in Navadvip. And therefore he was in Vrindavan at that time, and he decided to come to Navadvip, but he decided to do this, we say, incognito, without anyone knowing about it. And he was hiding in one of the homes of one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya. It is nicely described how Lord Chaitanya, we all know that Lord Chaitanya had an elder brother, Vishwarup, who had left home years before, had taken sannyas, but then had passed away. Lord Chaitanya could understand that actually Nityananda, his eternal brother, had come to Mayapur. And therefore he instructed his devotees that my brother has come. Please find him and bring him here. Call out Nityananda. So the devotees actually went throughout Navadvip, Mayapur, calling for the name of Nityananda, but to no avail. They came back a little bit saddened that they could not fulfill the order of Lord Chaitanya. And also they were somewhat perplexed. How is it that Lord Chaitanya is calling. He doesn't have a brother anymore. So Lord Chaitanya told all of his associates, tomorrow morning we will all gather together and I will personally find my brother. We will perform congregational chanting of the holy name and we will find my brother. So they did the next day. Just imagine the kind of scene that must have been there, that was there, with all the devotees in great anticipation of something very extraordinary was about to happen. So as they were performing the chanting of the holy name, Lord Chaitanya knew, because he's also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes we have difficulties. I know I had that difficulty in the beginning. When we first come to Krishna consciousness, especially people like myself from the Western countries, to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a major kind of decision. And I had made that decision, but then had gone to visit another temple. It was around Gaur Purnima time, and they were having a drama on the pastime of Jagai and Madai. This was at the Toronto temple. I happened to arrive there, and then I didn't know about Lord Chaitanya, but the play was about Lord Chaitanya. It was just at Gaur Purnima time. So there the devotees told me that, yes, Lord Chaitanya is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there's Krishna, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's Lord Chaitanya, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's Lord Balaram, who's how many Supreme Personalities of Godhead? So it takes a while, again, especially from the Western countries, but I would think a similar dilemma may also be here in India. So Lord Chaitanya, as he approached the residence where Nityananda was hiding, he was actually hiding, so he could hear this loud chanting becoming louder and louder. And it's nicely described how at some particular point Nityananda came out of the residence where he was hiding, and I cannot properly render the wonderful description that is given of that pastime. But we all know how simply having darshan of Lord Chaitanya for the devotees was already something very unique. And because of the beautiful features of the Lord, his wonderful dancing, his majestic form. Lord Chaitanya is described as practically 7 feet tall. When somebody is 7 feet tall, and when he raises his hands in the sky, that makes it even more majestic. So Nityananda Prabhu also was a very unique personality. So we have these two individuals. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya, of course, had never seen Nityananda because he had never come to Navadvip. So Nityananda also and Lord Chaitanya, they had not come together. They had not met. So that whole scene is very nicely described, how these two great personalities, as the kirtan continued to become louder and louder, and all of the devotees, you know, some years back I had gone during Namhata program to some villages in Bengal. So that was, I don't know, maybe early 1980s. And I remember going to one village where they have these 24-hour, 48-hour non-stop kirtan, where you can actually see, probably it's still there today, 50 mridangas playing at the same time. I saw that with my own eyes. And for each mridanga, you have like two or three people playing kartals. So you can just imagine the tumultuous sound. So if that was there in you know, 1980, what to speak of 500 years ago? So this tumultuous sound was building up more and more and more. And these two brothers, eternal brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, who were simply amazing in their bodily beauty, they approach one another in total ecstasy and finally embrace one another. By the time that took place, the devotees were beyond themselves, rolling on the ground, and I don't know if the kirtan became interrupted at that time. This was actually the beginning of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu performing Harinam in the streets of Navadvip. And I heard one pastime from His Holiness Jayaprathak Maharaj many years back, whereby at that time the devotees were chanting Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. We still hear that when we go to different parts here in India. And it is described that as this kirtan was going on, Nityananda Prabhu stopped the kirtan. And he turned to Lord Chaitanya and he explained that actually this is Kali Yuga. Everything is becoming upside down. So we have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we've been chanting that all along, I mean since that time. Nityananda Prabhu similar to Lord Balaram, is referred to as Guru Tattva. Lord Balaram is Adiguru. Just like in the Bhagavatam, it's nicely described how Krishna is the Supreme Personality to whom one should serve. What is that expression? Bhagavat? Savya Bhagavat. Whereas the spiritual master, he is Sevaka Bhagavan. Sevya Bhagavan and Sevaka Bhagavan. Nityananda Prabhu embodies this spirit, this mentality. And that is why, of course, he is so prominent and so important in the Leela of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is that personality who especially completely imbibes the mood and the mentality of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya's mood and mentality is to spread the holy name. Prithivite ache jatanagaradi gram sarvatra prasar hoibe moranam. And this is something very important, especially for us who are members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Our founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada, also imbibed this same mood and mentality. And on many occasions, Srila Prabhupada, he would remind us, our society is primarily a preaching mission. So it is described how Guru, he can either display the mood and mentality of Srimati Radharani, or can also display the mood of Nityananda Prabhu. In our case, our founder Acharya is Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, actually had both. He was totally situated on the highest platform of self-realization, Paramahamsa. And Prabhupada would explain that sometimes those who are at the Uttam Adhikari, Paramahamsa platform, for preaching the message of the Lord, they come down to the Madhyam Adhikari platform, isn't it? Although one comes down to the Madhyam Adhikari platform, personality like Srila Prabhupada remains also Uttam Adhikari, but for the purpose of preaching. So in the same way that Lord Chaitanya chose Nityananda to be his primary preacher for the most difficult place actually to preach at that time in Bengal, the Lord also chose a personality like Srila Prabhupada who could fully within himself imbibe this mood and same mentality. And therefore, this great mission of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement finds its inspiration very much in Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, of course, performed many wonderful pastimes. One of them was to actually introduce a very important personality at that time who was very young and who became one of our prominent leaders in our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, Srila Jiva Goswami. When Jiva Goswami was still very young, he came to Navadvip and Nityananda Prabhu actually took him on a tour, on a personal tour of all the holy places in Navadvip. Navadvip is also described actually by our acharyas. Our Vaishnava acharyas give different names to Vrindavan. For example, Boma Vrindavan, which is close to Delhi, is where Krishna and Balaram perform their pastimes. But our Vaishnavas also know Vrindavan. For example, Navadvip. Navadvip is also referred to as Gupta Vrindavan. So Nityananda Prabhu actually revealed Gupta, hidden Vrindavan, revealed all of the holy places that are in Vrindavan are in Navadvipa Dham. That's why devotees sometimes have a dilemma, especially those coming from outside of India, you know, where to go, Mayapur or Vrindavan, because they're far away, you know, from one another. But either place, one can still get the benefit of visiting Vrindavan by being in Mayapur and vice versa as well. So there is Boma Vrindavan, there is Gupta Vrindavan in Mayapur. There is, I discovered a few years ago when I went to South India, there is Dakshin Vrindavan. Dakshin Vrindavan is in South Karnataka because of the presence of Udupi Krishna. Sri Ramadvacharya established deity of Udupi, Krishna in his Bala Lila, childhood. And there is another Vrindavan, which is known as Bhava Vrindavan. Bhava Vrindavan is Jagannath Puri, where Lord Chaitanya chose to reside in the mood, in the bhava of remembering the pastimes of Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu is also quoted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as having predicted that one day, after some a certain period of time, there will be a magnificent temple, Adbhut Mandir, that will manifest in Navadvipa Dham. And of course, our Srila Prabhupada revealed all of this to us. Not only that, but from the very beginning, those who were in Mayapur in the early days, actually we had, this is like 1976, if not even before that, there was actually a replica of what we thought at that time the temple would be, that was on display in the temple way back in 1976. A model. Some devotees had made a model of the temple. This is very significant in many ways, and that's why Srila Prabhupada spoke quite extensively, and that's why this Adbhut temple, as we know, is coming up now and is meant to be open, as we know, in 2022, which will be another golden jubilee of the installation of the deities of Sri Sri Radha Madhava in Sridham Mayapur. So there's a whole plan, isn't it? The advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually began an unfolding plan, which we can see more and more as ISKCON expands, as ISKCON establishes more and more centers around the world. And we have this tremendous great fortune of being part of this great movement of Lord Chaitanya, whose main inspiration again is Nityananda Prabhu. And therefore, we need to take inspiration from those who are representing Nityananda Prabhu, especially our founder, Acharya. There are many other pastimes that are there. Many pastimes describing the very unusual character of Nityananda Prabhu. He is described, as we know, as Avadut, means a very unusual kind of personality. But he remained always transcendental in his activities. One small lila that demonstrates how we cannot understand about Lord Chaitanya without going through Nityananda Prabhu. And of course, that's a very well-known pastime as well of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das was one of many fortunate souls at that time who had the great fortune to get the darshan and association of Nityananda Prabhu. He was also quite young. Lord Chaitanya's movement is a movement of young people. If not young in body, young at heart. Prabhupada always considered himself young at heart. So Raghunath Das had come in contact with devotees, and in his mind had this great desire of joining, of being with Lord Chaitanya. And just very briefly, this pastime took place, what is that, the name of that place? Panihati, yes, on the bank of the Ganges. And Nityananda Prabhu would always be traveling with so many of his associates. And he was sitting on the bank of the Ganges when this Raghunath Das happened to come, because he heard that Nityananda was, his village was close by. He wanted to have darshan. So from a distance he was having darshan of Nityananda. And then someone informed Nityananda, this one young boy is here. He's staying away from you. So Nityananda actually called, forced him actually to come. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances. And then it is described how Nityananda Prabhu chastised him that you want to go to Jagannath Puri, you want to join Lord Chaitanya, but without my permission. So you cannot go to join Lord Chaitanya, because he was trying in so many ways to join Lord Chaitanya's movement. That's a whole other story. So therefore, Nityananda Prabhu gave his blessings that the day will soon come when you will be able to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and of course that happened. So in other words, we need to, as devotees, develop this kind of mood and mentality that was especially exemplified by Nityananda Prabhu. We have a tremendous, what we are endeavoring to do as a society is is very major undertaking, major task. Lord Chaitanya's movement is meant, as Prabhupada would explain, to bring about a complete, Prabhupada's own words, overhaul in society. One of the purposes of the Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada would explain, is to bring about a complete overhaul in society. And we should know, especially because we are devotees, we have access to this knowledge, we are part of this unique, there is no other movement like Lord Chaitanya's movement. There is no other movement that has the we could say knowledge and clarity as to what needs to be, what needs to take place. So Srila Prabhupada very much gave us this, we could say, mandate. All of us, whether first or second or third generation, we are inheriting, we have inherited this great mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and it is happening by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We should never underestimate the importance of Lord Chaitanya's movement. We should not underestimate the importance of what is an extension or the continuation. Lord Chaitanya's movement continues today, very much so, through the society established by Srila Prabhupada. Here in India, there are, in the last maybe few years especially, a kind of revival to reconnect with the traditional lifestyle, traditional values. There's an increased awareness of introducing Sanskrit, for example, of introducing traditional education. More and more of our devotees are speaking about Gurukula, for example. There are some foundational concepts and principles that Srila Prabhupada, of course, spoke to us about and instructed us to introduce. Of course, we are not meant to introduce those only here in India. Our mission is very much a global mission. Therefore, we have this tremendous responsibility of training. Prabhupada would explain that our movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is not simply a religious or spiritual movement. We are very much an educational movement. We are very much a cultural movement. And we are also a social movement. Social movement means Lord Chaitanya himself actually is described as the great social reformer of his time, isn't it? Yeah. So we all have this kind of responsibility. It's very inspiring to see various developments taking place, just like coming here. I was not able to be here for the opening 6 years back, but to see what Krishna is empowering, actually, different devotees to manifest more and more the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So on this very special day, we should pray to Lord Nityananda Prabhu to help us develop his mood of assisting Lord Chaitanya to spread more and more the glories of the Sankirtan movement. And in this way, the whole world can be benefited in so many ways. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Jai Nityananda Prabhu Ki. I don't know if there's time for some possible comments or questions. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for class. Maharaj, you mentioned in the class that pastime when Nityananda Prabhu told to Lord Chaitanya about chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this question many times, especially in India, the people ask that, they say Nishruti mantra, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, and you people in ISKCON, you chant Hare Krishna. So the question is that, is there any Shastric reference in either in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavata where exactly this thing happened that Mahaprabhu changed this mantra upside down or what? Is there any?
I don't have a reference myself. Prabhupada explains that that he was giving a lecture one time and quoting one mantra without giving the reference. And Prabhupada was telling that actually our process, of course, is to give references, but also what is heard, what is standard and what is heard is also accepted in parampara, even though the specific reference may not be there. If someone does know, it would be good to share, but I don't have that specific reference myself.
Thank you.
And of course, one of the I was meant to share this particular most important instruction given at the very beginning of the Sankirtan movement, given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, which in many ways was the beginning of what we understand today as, you know, Sankirtan, door-to-door preaching. So this is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya begins the preaching from door to door, from house to house, from village to village. Very famous instruction given both to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur that I'm sure many of you have heard before. And at the very end of that particular instruction, it culminates in what is most important for all of us. So I'll just share it with all of you. Although it's in Bengali, I think most of you will be able to follow. Shono shono Nityananda, shono Haridas, sarvatra amar agya, koro aprakash, prati gore gore giya, koro e bhikka. Bolo Krishna, bhaja Krishna, bolo Krishna. Bhaja Krishna, bolo Krishna, bhaja Krishna, koro Krishna shikha. Chant the holy name of the Lord. Bolo Krishna, bhaja Krishna, sing the glories of the Lord. And koro Krishna shikha, learn the science of Krishna consciousness. And do this by going from house to house, from village to village, and introduce what is meant to be the Yuga Dharma for this age of Kali Yuga. Any other? Yes. That mic?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for the enlightenment, especially the Prabhupada's words that we have to bring about complete overhauling of the entire society. Now, my question is that you said that we should never underestimate the power of our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moment. So what does that mean?
What does
in
that
our
mean?
Day-to-day life?
What does it mean when we say we should never underestimate the the movement of Lord Chaitanya? Yeah? Means we should be as clear as possible, as our founder Acharya was clear and convinced. We should be as clear and as convinced as our previous Acharyas, that actually this movement of Lord Chaitanya, which is ultimately the mission of Krishna, isn't it? Krishna comes at different times ધર્મ સંસ્થાપનાર્થય સંભવામે યુગે યુગે પરિત્રાણાય સાધનામ વિનાશાય ચ દુષ્કૃતમ. સો ધ મૂવમેન્ટ ઓફ લોર્ડ ચૈતન્ય ઇન ધીસ પર્ટિક્યુલર હિસ્ટોરિકલ પીરિયડ ઓફ કલિ યુગા ઇઝ ધ પ્રોસેસ, ધ મેથડ, ધ મૂવમેન્ટ ચોઝન by the Lord to actually bring in or completely change the Kali Yuga situation in which we are in and introduce this golden era. That potency is there. That potency has been invested in the movement of Lord Chaitanya. That's why he has advented himself in this Kali Yuga to introduce a 10,000 period of Satya Yuga. So in other words, if we simply hear attentively, if we simply meditate on the various instructions given by Lord Chaitanya and further explain and emphasize by our acharyas up until our our very founder acharya, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, everything is there actually to bring about these changes. Just like many years ago Srila Prabhupada had made this statement that in the same way that the battle of Kurukshetra took 18 days for the Pandavas to win, we can also take over the world in 18 days if there are sufficiently convinced, determined, dedicated, surrendered souls. So it's a question, isn't it? I mean, it's a question of surrendering to the orders given by Lord Chaitanya, given by our acharyas. And that need is, especially year 2019. I was reading actually how one very prominent sociologist, American, Russian sociologist, way back in the mid 20th century, like 1940, was describing how horrible America was, you know, and how America, you know, if it continues in this way, will completely be destroyed. And now, like 75, 80 years after that, America is still there, but even more degraded, of course, in so many ways. But Prabhupada, you know, we need to keep in mind, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, for example, that our present day civilization, and I'm just repeating Prabhupada's own words on this, you can check it out. Our present day civilization is a doomed civilization. Doomed is a very heavy word in English, and it's very clear what it means also. And Prabhupada also made it clear by saying that modern-day civilization will soon come to an end because of so many reasons, which should be obvious to most of us or to all of us. And therefore, actually the whole modern civilization is based primarily on principles of adharma. The whole process of urbanization, for example, is actually adharmic, because Vedic culture is not primarily an urban culture. Vedic culture is primarily an agrarian culture. And there's a vast difference. Not that cities are not bona fide or should not be there. They were there during Krishna's time. Different cities than we have now, of course. But most important to understand how Vedic culture and the mission of Lord Chaitanya actually is to reintroduce the basic teachings. One of the prominent important reasons is to reintroduce the teachings of the Bhagavatam, isn't it? Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, they are the foundational instructions and knowledge. And therefore, very important for us as members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, especially those who are living in the cities, and that's the majority of our devotees all over the world, which makes it even more challenging in many ways, but to understand that the Vedic culture, which is based on principles of Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma means principles that are not meant to be changed, isn't it? In other words, social structure is not meant to be changed from what it is described and advocated in our Shastra, which is based on the principles of Varna and Ashrama, you see. Education also is not meant to be changed, which is based on principles of what we call traditional education, which is very different from what we see and experience in modern day education. Governance, I mean, all, you go down the whole different aspects of what makes up a society or a culture, which deals primarily with the, you know, we'll be talking about this in the coming weekend in the seminar we'll be giving on Vedic sociology. Actually, very important for us as devotees. Prabhupada explains Vedic sociology means varnashram, actually. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains the same thing. When we speak of sociology, we speak of the varnas and ashramas. And they are an integral part of what is meant to be introduced within society. So when we say that actually we should not underestimate the potency and the power that is there invested actually within these instructions, within these literatures, beginning from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. If we simply take those instructions to heart, if we simply follow the various instructions given to us by Srila Prabhupada, then the power and the potency is such that it can bring about this major changes that are very much needed. Otherwise, present-day society, as we know, Prabhupada used the following expression in the context, for example, of exploitation of cows, that the modern present-day policies allowing cows to be slaughtered, he used the expression, they are suicidal policies. Suicidal. So we are on all levels on a suicidal path right now. Modern day society is heading towards destruction. Yes. At any time in history, the more we deviate from dharma, we destroy ourselves and destroy society, etc. So in other words, there is great hope, the greatest hope. And Prabhupada would remind us, the greatest hope is actually this movement of Lord Chaitanya, these instructions, this knowledge that is given in these foundational literatures of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore we need to mold everything based on the teachings and the knowledge contained in these literatures. And of course, expanded by our Goswamis of Vrindavan and other Acharyas as well. I think we need to close here. Thank you all very much. Jai Sri Nityananda Prabhu Ki. Jai Samasta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki. Gaura Pimanandi.
Hare Krishna. So let us express our gratitude to His Holiness Bhakti Raghav Swami Maharaj by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, there are a few important announcements. The first one is Charnamrut would be served outside the Bhakti Vedant Hall from 12 to 2 p.m. So devotees, please make a note of it. Prasadam would be served from 1 p.m. and we need 20 volunteers to do the Prasad Seva, Prasad Serving Seva. So they are requested to contact the serving department, Prasad Serving Department. There is a course by Maharaj, a 4-session course on Vaishnava Vedic Sociology based on Dharma Shastra. by himself Maharaj Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj, and the dates are 2nd and 3rd March at NVCC, that is the next Saturday and Sunday. Those who are interested, they can contact the table kept outside the temple hall. 2nd and 3rd March, Saturday, Sunday. It's a free seminar, Maharaj is saying. Maharaj, various books written by Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj are available outside the temple hall. Those devotees who are interested, they can have a look at them. One book is based on, they are based on education, cow culture and Vedic culture. And particularly this book, Modernity is Killing Civilization. This book, whoever would take it today, Maharaj would personally bless it, bless him by giving his autograph. So this is a very special announcement. So devotees are requested to take benefit of this opportunity. There is one more announcement. There is a good news that on the coming Sunday, that is 24th Feb, we have a Kirtan festival, and will be blessed by the association of His Grace Naru Gopal Prabhu. So time is 7 to 9 in NVCC Temple Hall. So all devotees are again requested to join the Kirtan festival. Hare Krishna.